With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The Supreme Court has refused to allow the Trump administration to deploy National Guard troops in the Chicago area to support its immigration crackdown.
The justices declined the Republican administration's emergency request to overturn a ruling by a U.S. district judge that had blocked the deployment of those troops. An appeals court has also refused to step in. The high court order is not a final ruling, but could affect other lawsuits challenging President Donald Trump's attempts to deploy the military in other Democratic-led cities. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Authorities near Philadelphia are dealing with a gas explosion that leveled part of a nursing home.
A possible gas leak has caused an explosion at a nursing home, leaving residents trapped and the building nearly destroyed. It happened just before 3 p.m. at the Silver Lake Nursing Home in Bristol Township, about 30 minutes northeast of Philadelphia. Emergency responders say buses will be taking people from the scene at the nursing home to a reunification center. Officials were also working on setting up beds and providing water and other needs to the residents.
Correspondent Bill Alexander reporting. The explosion happened Tuesday just as a utility crew had been inside Bristol Health and Rehab Center in Bristol Township looking for a gas leak. A stop work order by the Trump administration directs offshore wind developers to suspend all ongoing activities related to five large-scale projects under construction along the East Coast for the next 90 days for reasons of national security. The projects are off the Atlantic coast from Virginia to Massachusetts. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 79 points, the Nasdaq rose 133, the S&P 500 advanced 31 points. This is SRN News. The Food and Drug Administration issues a warning.
The agency says companies that make devices designed to help people live as the opposite sex must stop marketing their products to children. FDA Commissioner Dr. Marty McCarry says, quote, "One of the most barbaric features of a society is the mutilation of its children. Pushing transgender ideology in children is predatory, it's wrong, and it needs to stop." The FDA is sending letters of warning to 12 companies accused of illegal marketing. Michael Harrington reporting.
A federal appeals court has blocked Michigan's ban on conversion therapy for minors, declaring it violates the First Amendment rights of therapists and counselors. In a 2-1 opinion, the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals says the law illegally restricts speech that reflects the moral beliefs of therapists. It set aside a lower court's ruling and granted a preliminary injunction sought by Catholic Charities. This is SRN News. Russia is probing possible Ukrainian connections into the assassination of a key general yesterday in Moscow. Correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Russia's investigative committee spokesperson Svetlana Petrenko said investigators were pursuing several lines of inquiry. She said that included the possibility that the crime was orchestrated by Ukrainian intelligence services. Russia has accused Ukraine of carrying out a number of high-profile attacks against prominent Russians since Moscow invaded its neighbor nearly 4 years ago. While Kyiv has hinted at its involvement in some cases, Ukrainian officials have often stopped short of publicly claiming responsibility. I'm Karen Chamas.
Ukraine's own Dancing with the Stars show is back on just for one special episode. This time the stars are the country's wartime heroes. More details at SRNNews.com.